Well, welcome back to Redeem the Commute. We're looking at a six-act play that tells the story of Christianity, starting with creation, that we were made to know God and be known by God. And then Act 2, that we rebelled against God's love. Act 3, that we weren't able to get back to God on our own. And here today we look at Act 4. Imagine you're that teacher, sitting there off stage. The script has been forgotten. You've been trying to remind the kids of the script, and they're just not getting it. Again, you could walk out and give up, or your next plan might be to actually step onto the stage. Not to call the whole thing off and tell everybody to go home, but rather to step onto the stage as if you were always supposed to be there, as if you were already in the script, as if you were one of the characters stepping onto the stage to start acting out the story as it was meant to be, in a way that'll help all the other actors remember what they were originally supposed to be playing. To start improvising with people, interacting with them in a way that reminds them of what they were originally meant to be doing on stage. This is actually what God did in history in coming to earth as Jesus. God stepped onto the stage of this earth as one of us, as a human being named Jesus. Interacted with human beings in a way that reminded us and showed us the way things were originally meant to be. He started telling people about something called his kingdom that sounded suspiciously like the very beginning, Act 1. He started talking about what life was meant to be like. No sickness, no pain, no death. And then he showed people what it was like. Jesus did miracles, showing people what a world without sickness and pain was really like. He taught things that people had never heard before, but that resonated in a deep and powerful way, telling people about a world of love and peace, the way the world was meant to be. And he did things. In his actions, he showed people what a world of justice and mercy could actually look like, the way it was meant to be. And he didn't just tell us how it was supposed to be or show us how it was supposed to be. He actually did something about it. In his death and resurrection from the dead, he actually made it possible for us to live out that script once again. He destroyed the barrier that was keeping us from actually getting back to script on our own. It's called death. No matter how well we tried to get back on script, death always stood in the way. And its original source, sin, that I'll explain next week, always stood in the way. But Jesus destroyed the power of sin and death, that rebellious power that has kept us from knowing God and the way we were made to know him. Made it possible for us to actually know God that way. All right, our question for you to look at today is, if God was going to try to reach you, how would he do it? How would he reach your personality style?